Welcome to 2020 Talks, where we track the 2020 elections in uncharted territory.
This year, more than ever, people, at least here in Texas, are extremely eager to vote. If that means waiting in lines for hours with a mask on, you know, they're going to do it.
Reporter Eric De La Garza with Courthouse News in San Antonio, Texas, spoke with voters in line yesterday for their first day of early voting. He reports a lot of enthusiasm despite hours-long lines. There were even lines for ballot drop boxes after a federal court recently upheld the restriction of one per Texas county, no matter how large. Deadlines yesterday for voter registration in Kansas, Louisiana, New Jersey, Oregon, Virginia, and West Virginia. Virginia's voter registration website went down for hours because of an accidentally cut cable. Governor Ralph Northam supports an extension.
We're working with the courts, looking at all our options to extend the deadline for registration so that if there's time that people have lost, they'll be able to accommodate that.
Northam also may have been a second target of the plot thwarted by the FBI to kidnap Michigan Governor Gretchen Whitmer and storm the state capitol. Northam's statewide stay-at-home order in March drew ire from the president, who at the time falsely tweeted that Virginia was, quote, under siege.
When language is used such as to liberate Virginia, people, they find meaning in those words, and thus these things happen, and that's regrettable.
During Trump's Supreme Court nominee Judge Amy Coney Barrett's second day of confirmation hearings, 88 of her faculty colleagues from the University of Notre Dame publicly asked her to halt the nomination until after the election, saying her acceptance at this time would, quote, undermine confidence in the court, unquote, among other things, though faculty from the law school have supported her nomination. At the hearing, Barrett declined to answer whether it's illegal to intimidate voters at polling places. It is. Or whether the president has the authority to delay the election, he does not.
If I give off-the-cuff answers, then I would be basically a legal pundit, and I don't think we want judges to be legal pundits.
She also declined to say if she would recuse herself from the upcoming Affordable Care Act case. In the past, she criticized the court for declining to strike down a key part of the law. The same day, the current Supreme Court ruled the Trump administration can halt the census now to meet upcoming reporting deadlines. Despite delays due to the pandemic, it had been extended from July. Lawyer Yurish Rudensky with the Brennan Center for Justice says already marginalized communities are hurt most by an inaccurate count.
These are poor areas. These are areas that are predominantly people of color. It's where a lot of young people live, around colleges and universities, immigrant communities, and communities with a lot of children.
And on Twitter, Utah Senator Mitt Romney condemned both President Trump and a couple high-profile Democrats for making political debate a, quote, hate-filled morass. From Pacifica Network and Public News Service, I'm Lily Bolke. Thanks for listening at pacificanetwork.org and publicnewsservice.org.